T.J. Klingenberg, would you come and boast in your Savior?
Wow, this is crazy. I always thought I was one of those lucky ones for growing up in a Christian household. I figured that since my parents were Christian, I thought I was automatically saved from going to hell. But God's amazing grace stepped in early. At some point in grade school, Christ allowed me to be saved and take my sins on himself at the foot of the cross. At that moment, I knew that a change had taken place, but still the problem of sin remained. Because of continuing to not explain the gospel to myself enough, I kept on thinking like this until I came to an event called Worldview Academy. The counselors there explained how the gospel would fight against other worldviews. These topics made me question whether or not the Christian life would be easy. It was here that God allowed me to realize that I would always be victimized by sin until I humbled myself and let Christ create a new heart in me and step in completely. Without a strong hold on the gospel and without preaching the gospel to myself daily, it would be easier to remain a victim to sin. In Matthew 7:13-14, it says, "Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow, and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few." There is only one salvation because of Jesus' death on the cross and resurrection from the grave. Because of this, he is alive in me, and I am no longer on the path to gain the world and lose my soul, as it says in Mark 8:36. Only he is worth boasting in, because only he can forgive sin, because of his redeeming love that covers all my sin. There is no reason to fear man when Jesus already saved my soul. In Psalm 56:11, it says, "In God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can man do to me?" And in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." I want to be baptized to show that I'm no longer a slave of sin, but one of righteousness in Christ.
Based on your testimony, profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.